Yo, what's cracking? This your homeboy Ice Cube, and you tuned in to Everything Snowboarding and More podcast. You know what it is, baby.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike with the Mountain Weekly News. Welcome back to the Everything Snowboarding, Outdoors, and More podcast. This week's episode is being sponsored by Snow King Mountain Resort. Snow King Mountain Resort is a little mom-and-pop resort here in Jackson, Wyoming. Amazing skiing. They've got a gondola up to the top, new chairlift off the backside. And if you like to avoid the crowds and still get some steep and deep, be sure to check out Snow King Mountain. This week's special guest is Dr. Christopher Tomasian. He is a board-certified dermatologist, influencer, TikTok star, does a little bit of everything, and we are really excited to have him on the show. We're going to talk about kind of skincare today, how this differs living in the mountains versus at the beach, and some new exciting partnerships with Kyle's Skincare and Jackson Hole Mountain Resort. So, Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Always excited to talk skincare.
I love it. Well, let's start off with why is, since you love talking about skincare, why is skincare important? And specifically, why is a daily skincare routine important?
Yeah, so I mean, skincare is important. I mean, your skin is their biggest organ on your body. Skin cancer, you know, is such a common skin cancer. So we talked about skincare in so many ways, but when I first look at it, I think about skincare as protection, right? It protects your skin barrier. It protects you from UV damage, prevents you from getting sun damage, skin cancers. And honestly, when you think about anything in your health, right? If you're working out, you have to do that daily. If you're trying to eat well, a good diet, you should be kind of consistent with it. It's the same thing when it comes to skincare. You got to stay consistent with a really good routine that doesn't have to be overly complicated. It really just has to be, you know, a good cleanser, an antioxidant, a strong moisturizer for your, basically where you live, and then a sunscreen every day, all the time, make it part of your life.
Okay, can you repeat those three things that no matter where you live are going to be important to have in your kit, in your kind of daily routine? I heard sunscreen was the last one, and what were the other two?
So I would say probably four. So cleanser, so gentle cleanser to kind of remove all the environmental pollutants, dirt that we get through our whole day. A good moisturizer, and that could change based on where you are. If you're in a really dry climate, low humidity, high humidity climate, a great sunscreen. And then I also add in antioxidants, so something like vitamin C. And the reason for that is that it really does so much for your skin. It supercharges your sunscreen. It prevents you from environmental pollutants. And, you know, luckily when you're up in the mountains, it's less pollution in general. But when you're living in a city like I do, and it's you have a lot of pollution. So the antioxidants definitely help your overall skincare routine and elevate it.
And then for somebody like myself, I grew up in Southern California, and you know, I surfed as a child, and it wasn't until I was about 16 that I actually started using sunscreen. And I remember the first time I saw a dermatologist, he said, you know, you have the skin damage of a 40-year-old. I mean, he didn't fluff it. I mean, he said, you've got a lot of damage. And so at that point, I really started to use sunscreen on a daily basis. But it wasn't until about 10 years ago that I was introduced to the Kyle's line. And all of a sudden, I feel like my skin is repairing itself. I still spend a lot of time outdoors. I'm, you know, here in the mountains, I take surf trips. My job is to go outside and test outdoor products. So I'm outdoors all the time. Somehow it feels like my skin and my routine, just by using, you know, a moisturizer and the sunscreen and the, you know, the different cleansers that you guys have, it seems like I'm going the opposite direction. And I don't feel like I'm aging as somebody that's 43. Or if I look at some of my peers that, you know, work construction all day and they're out there not wearing sunscreen and they don't have that skincare routine when they come home, all of a sudden you're like, wow, like these people seem like they're aging. So I guess my question is, do you feel that with proper skincare, you can actually reverse and kind of help fix some of the damage that's been done over the years?
I really do think that using, you know, a good routine, wearing a lot of sunscreen will help repair your skin barrier, reverse a lot of the skin damage. Now, the tough thing is for most people, and this is kind of key to what you said, you know, at 16 years old, they were like, you had a lot of sun damage. A lot of people when they're younger, you know, they get the majority of their sunburns and the sun damage before they're age 21. And that's where a lot of your sun damage comes in. So you know, I'm really happy that you started wearing sunscreen kind of at a, you know, a relatively young age, but it is much harder to reverse that damage as you get older and older. And the reason for that is your skin ability to repair its DNA gets kind of worse and worse as you get a little bit, you know, I say wiser, but other people say older. As you get wiser and wiser, your ability to repair your DNA isn't functioning as well. So, you know, if you could start as early as you can at just, you know, a really simple routine, like you said, a good moisturizer, a good sunscreen, a good cleanser, you will help your body not only prevent it from getting recurrent damage, but also give it time to use its intrinsic, you know, DNA repair mechanisms to help repair the skin itself. So, long story short, I do think you have the ability to repair some of that damage, but it is very important to start early.
And do you feel, I checked out some of your TikToks and, you know, obviously you're a dermatologist and, you know, you've got great skin. Do you feel that skincare for men is something that is kind of newer? You know, in the past, you know, I just thought, you know, this is what women use. And especially as I use, you know, a moisturizer on a daily basis, are you starting to see a lot of men pick up the skincare routine, or is this kind of still, you know, tied into beauty and women that just understand like, hey, I've been doing this my whole life. Like, you know, I put things on and I need to take things off. You know, most of my friends that are guys just really don't have a skincare routine at all. And I don't even really know how to branch this conversation with them. You know, hopefully through the podcast, it's like, wait, you can buy moisturizer as a man and these other things. Like it's, you're no less of a man. You're, if anything, you're protecting yourself and just making your skin that much better.
I couldn't agree more. You know, I deal with this on a daily basis. I mean, you know, I see 40, 50 patients a day in my clinic, and a lot of the guys, I take skin cancers off of them. Even after taking a skin cancer off of them, they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't really need that sunscreen. I don't want to wear that those products. I think there is we need to kind of branch the skincare. And what I try to do on social media is say, you know, like skincare is not like only beauty, you know. Men all, you know, they all go to the gym. They want to work out. They want to look good. Skincare, I think, falls into that. It's just improving your skin health, right? You want to make sure your skin barrier's intact, your skin quality looks good. And like you said, it doesn't take much. Honestly, if you give someone a really good moisturizer with sunscreen and they use enough, they're knocking out two of their three steps right there. And it doesn't take much to add it in. But it's a continuous talk. And these podcasts are super helpful because, you know, what you do and you, like most of your stuff's outdoorsy, you know, in the elements, in the dirt, and incorporating just like these little, like, oh, I'm putting in my sunscreen, I'm using my moisturizer. It will resonate, I think, a lot with people, and especially with men who do these things that are previously not using skincare products at all.
Tell us about SPF values. You know, typically I thought the higher the better. So me, you know, I've got red hair and pale skin and I'm in the mountains. So I used to go, you know, 100, you know, whatever the highest was that the brand would have. And I think now the stuff that I'm using from you guys is probably, I don't know, 20 to 40, somewhere in there. What is there a sweet spot? Is there a number that once you go above, it doesn't really affect the amount of protection that's happening?
Yeah, so the SPF number it's really a logarithmic scale, right? So if you look at SPF 30, you get about 97% protection. And then as you go to 50 and 100, it's 1 or 2% more protection, right? The thing is, a lot of people, what you need, I always tell people, this is, if you're going to use a sunscreen, it has to be broad spectrum, SPF 30 or higher. And you got to be reapplying every 2 hours. So I don't care if you use a sunscreen, SPF 100, you still got to reapply it in 2 hours. The one negative I have with these really, really high SPFs is I feel like the formulation of these products sometimes, they just don't work really well into the skin. It almost feels like it's a plaster, it stays on skin. So I think the sweet spot is really SPF 30 to 50. You get a nice formulation and more that blends really well into the skin. And I have a beard myself, so really works well into beards as well. It doesn't cake up or flake off. And you get the optimal protection. But the number, what really matters with that number is it's actually time value. So let's say you went into the sun without sunscreen and you burned in 5 minutes without anything. SPF 30 would mean it will take 30 times as long for you to burn with that same amount of exposure. But the SPF only lasts 2 hours. It doesn't stay on your skin and lasts all day. So,
okay, so reapplying is important. And not only reapplying, but not going more than 2 hours. I mean, just the other day I was on a press ski trip and we were out having a blast and we were shooting photos and I, you know, did my skincare routine in the morning and all of a sudden, you know, it's 2 hours later before we're hitting the slopes. And I thought, oh, well, I've already put my sunscreen on and wasn't paying attention. And I came home and my nose is just completely red. I mean, I look like Rudolph. You know, I had my face mask on, and I had my goggles. So everything else protected, but it's like, I just felt like such an idiot when, you know, like what's a good way for if people are, say they're mountain biking or skiing and they want to reapply sunscreen, but they don't want to like bring a big tube of sunscreen. Like, are there alternatives or, you know, ways to kind of go in, or do you just set an alarm and say, you know what, you got to go back to the lodge and you got to get the old sunscreen out and lather up your face and go back out there if you're going to recreate for, you know, 4 or 6 or 8 hours?
So yeah, that's a great question. So there are like SPF sticks, but really when I think about like in your scenario, right, you're on the slopes, you're getting a lot of that reflection of the UV damage. That's why you get all these weird areas that burn when you're skiing, because it just bounces off that sun, off the snow. But I think a lot of times when I look at people who do a lot of like outdoor activity, especially in low humidity, their skin's also getting a lot of wind shear. So a lot of times what I recommend is bring up, you know, these moisturizer sunscreens or these sunscreens that have a lot of moisturizing ingredients, like Kiehl's has this, their UV serum. It's hydrating as SPF 50. It's a small bottle. It's really easy to reapply. So having something that will hydrate your skin and also prevent wind shear and all that like dry, cracked skin, but also protect you is a really easy way, I think, to reapply. And will immediately make your skin feel better because you're moisturizing it throughout the day, you know?
Right. And you mentioned having a beard. Does that offer sun protection?
Depends on how thick your beard is.
Depends on how thick your beard is. Okay, fair enough.
But most in general, I say you still should reapply sunscreen even through your beard. And that's personally, the difference between mineral and chemical sunscreens, you know, one is mineral products are the zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, and the chemical ones are more UV filters that get absorbed to the skin. In general, if you have a beard, I recommend chemical sunscreens because the mineral ones almost sit on top of the beard and it's really hard to work in. But the chemical sunscreens, I think, are really seamless. They work into the beard. They almost act to hydrate your skin, hydrate your hair, and give you that protection. But I have what I would say like a medium beard, and I still reapply sunscreen into the beard.
Okay, and I like how you kind of mentioned the chemical part versus the minerals. You know, for a long time, we had a lot of companies that wanted us to test their, you know, organic sunscreens and their organic bug sprays and things like that. And I remember with the sunscreen specifically, if I did have facial hair, you could tell I was wearing sunscreen. I mean, it was like, wow, like I could never get it to kind of go get into, you know, really get in and just be a normal look. Versus if I get something kind of over the counter from, you know, one of the major supermarkets, I can really get that to go in a lot quicker. But a lot of people, you know, we're so health conscious and we're so, you know, concerned about like what we put on our skin. But with sunscreen, is that maybe the one time when, you know, to protect your skin from the UV rays, that's when maybe it's okay to kind of use some materials or chemicals that aren't 100% natural, just so that you can avoid skin cancer and all the problems that come with that?
I couldn't agree more with that statement. And I'll tell you this. I say, you know, the sun is a natural phenomenon, but we have unequivocal data that UV exposure is causing skin cancer, right? And that's something that's natural, but we're all okay with it. But we know chronic sun exposure causes skin cancer. You know, a lot of these chemical sunscreens are safe. You know, they, at the level that you have on your skin that gets in, you know, they've shown that it does get into the bloodstream, but those don't cause skin cancer. There's this big, you know, I think fear mongering on the internet that people say your sunscreen's causing your skin cancer, when we do know that it's really the sun that causes skin cancer. And the only way to really prevent it is with sunscreen. Now, if you're someone who's really, really against chemical sunscreens, there are the mineral sunscreens. Those are like in, you know, the zinc and titanium that just sit on top of the skin. But like you said, it also comes to a point where if you're not going to want to wear something because it's sitting on top, it looks weird. People are still pretty vain about how they look. And I don't think they're going to want to wear something that, you know, looks funny on their face if it's giving them protection. So I think there's a very important need and use for chemical sunscreens. And I use them myself every day. So.
Okay. And you mentioned kind of rumors from the internet. Is that kind of where this started? Because I do have some friends here in the mountains that are very active and they refuse to wear sunscreen because they're convinced it's going to give them cancer or other things. And I'm just looking at them like, man, like I've had numerous pieces of skin cut off me, you know, not, you know, I guess it is skin cancer, not, you know, the bad kind, but it's like, I understand that. And so like when I see people like that, or I see my friends with their kids and, you know, their kids are just getting all the sun and they're just little babies, like you said, sometimes I just cringe. What's a good way to kind of breach that conversation with somebody if they're just so adamant that like, no, like I don't wear sunscreen because it has the cancer. At that point, do you just recommend, hey, you know, there's the mineral options and, you know, even at the beach, you see all the guys surfing now. It's like the 80s and 90s again, where I'm starting to see everybody with the zinc on their noses again. And it's great. And it's like the bright zinc. And it's like, I don't know why that ever went away. Maybe like you said, everybody was kind of vain and, oh, we don't want to look that way. But like, obviously there was a reason that people had, especially surfers, you know, zinc on their noses and under their eyes and just really, you know, in your face. Like they knew, like, let's not get the skin cancer. That's not a fun route.
Yeah, I think you're 100% right. I think it did start on the internet. You know, a lot of people, I always say it's the, you know, bad news or fake news travels much faster on the internet. So, you know, one video goes viral, someone saying, you know, sunscreen gives me cancer, and then someone else reshares it. But there's really no validity to that. And as dermatologists, we try to like go onto these social platforms and say, you know, this is wrong. Every day we're seeing patients who have sun damage and we cut off skin cancer. So we know it. But I would say if someone is 100% adamant, they're like, I will never put sunscreen on my skin, I will tell them, you know what, go, you know, maybe look into some protective clothing. There's clothes that have the ability to protect you with UV, you know, SPF 50. That's not something that's staying on your skin. It's clothes. And that's one way just to get around that. Because at the end of the day, I just want someone to be protected from the sun. So the that UPF clothing is a really good way to do it.
And I love that we're able to have a conversation like this. And especially that, you know, your TikTok audience. I mean, I saw one of your videos, you know, had 40 something million views. And I was like, wow, like this is, I didn't know that those platforms were being used for people searching out health and that type of information. And so I think it's brilliant that you're able to kind of reach people and maybe that younger demographic through some of those channels, because it's just so important. I mean, in a perfect world, like we figure out a way to really reduce skin damage and skin cancers. And it seems like if people had a daily sunscreen routine combined with wearing, you know, some of the clothing, you know, Patagonia sends me stuff all the time with, you know, rated SPF, if it's trail running, you know, a shirt or, you know, shorts or whatever it is, it seems like we can really eliminate this even still while being active and recreating in the mountains. Like I don't want our audience to think, oh, if you go out in the mountains, like you're going to get skin cancer. It's like, it's not that black or white. You know, there's probably a lot of people that have been able to recreate for a long time that, you know, with the proper routine, you can continue to do it. Vice versa, that same person just decides not to wear sunscreen, eventually that's going to catch up with them. And whether that becomes some sort of an issue with, you know, skin cancer or just the way they look, you know, I had an old friend here, his name was Gator, and he was an old cowboy, and he, you know, worked on ranches for the last 50 years, and he looked like he was 110 years old. I mean, his face almost shriveled up. And, you know, a guy like that, you know, obviously he's not going to wear sunscreen and, you know, probably doesn't care about it. But for everyone else, it seems like it's something that is very overlooked. And that's why, you know, the announcement that, you know, Kiehl's is partnering with Jackson Hole Mountain Resort, I was like, ooh, this is big. Like this has the potential to really tell people like, hey, you know, like everybody at the mountain, they know of their favorite outdoor brands. They know what kind of skis they use. I don't know if everybody could say they've got a favorite sunscreen or a favorite skincare routine or moisturizer. Tell us a little bit about this partnership and why it's important for the brand, for both brands together.
Yeah, so I think it's a super cool partnership. I mean, I was in Jackson Hole last year with Kiehl's, and we were really putting to the test their advanced repair barrier cream. And, you know, Kiehl's, I don't know if you've ever been to one of their stores, but it looks so outdoorsy in there. There's always a motorcycle in there. It's all built on adventure. You know, Kiehl's supported the climbers in Mount Everest with their products to test out their products and keep them hydrated up there. So I think, you know, when you think about Kiehl's, you think about adventure, you think about really putting products to the test in the elements, like you said. And what I really like about it is it makes skincare cool, you know, it makes it cool. People want to use it. And I think it's going to be, like you said, a great way for people who are outdoorsy. They have their favorite skis, they have their favorite outdoor wear, to one, be around that product, be around the brand, get more familiar with it while they're up on the slopes or hiking or mountain biking or any of that, and maybe more interested in at least getting a daily routine, trying out some of their products. I know Kiehl's is going to be doing, you know, like giveaways and media posts of like day passes. And I think, I'm sure they're going to be letting people like test out their products and stuff over there. So I think it is a big testament to the brand, because to really just stand behind your products and be like, we are built for adventure. We are built for people to use these products in intense weather changes. It's amazing. So I think it's going to be an amazing partnership with Kiehl's and Jackson Hole.
Yeah. I mean, I love the fact that you guys want to make skincare cool. I mean, it truly, because I think it's one of those overlooked things, and it's something that, you know, on a daily basis, everybody probably should be using it. And if they are, I mean, pretty soon, like I see what's going to happen here with this partnership is that once people are out in the mountains together, like if we're in the backcountry and we're skiing and I'm guiding a group of people, every couple hours, I make sure to stop everybody. Let's get a sip of water. Let's eat a little something. How's everybody doing? Let's check in. How's everybody feeling temperature wise? I've never said to everybody, hey, everyone, it's time to reapply our sunscreen. And like, I could see this all of a sudden being a huge shift where, you know, again, you're out mountain biking with your group and somebody in the group says, hey guys, it's been 2 hours. It's time to sunscreen back up. I've never heard that conversation happen. And it's something that I, just after talking to you, when I go out with my team and the next time we go do a photo shoot and it's been 2 hours, hey guys, like, I'm putting my sunscreen on. Is anybody else, you guys want some? I mean, because I always carry it with me. I'm a ginger. I have to. But it's really easy for me to forget and just to get caught up in the moment. And so I don't know how that is, of just setting a timer or whatever I need to do. But I could see where eventually as a culture, everybody's looking out for each other. Like, hey, like, do you have the, you know, are you warm enough today? Do you got the, you know, are you, have you eaten? Like, you seem like you're getting a little grumpy. Like, hey, like, have you put sunscreen on today? Like, it's really windy. Like, this wind's just zapping all of us. Because I think if we get that as a culture, then it just becomes common. And it's like, you see somebody, you're like, hey man, like, I think you forgot to put your sunscreen on. And it's like, oh, thank you. Like, I can't believe I forgot to do that. And then at a certain point, it becomes a lot more natural. I think as a kid with surfing, it was especially hard. You know, I knew I needed to come back in and put sunscreen on, but that becomes a little bit more challenging. How would you recommend, you know, a surfer? And I mean, especially if it's going off and there hasn't been waves in a while and you're out there for 4, 5, 6 hours and you just don't want to come in, is there a way to possibly bring some sunscreen out there with you that's, you know, not going to totally mess up the ocean? Or do you just recommend, hey, you need to come in, you need to reapply, maybe give it a few minutes before you jump back in the water and just do that every couple hours? I mean, is that kind of the best way for, say, a surfer to make sure they're continuing to use sunscreen throughout the day?
Yeah. So ideally, I would say, you know, first off, I love that you're going to become the sunscreen police, but not like fun, like the bad police, like the fun police, you know?
Totally.
Because that's me. Whenever I go on trips, people don't even bring sunscreen. They just assume I'm going to have like 5 bottles. But in terms of the surfing thing, it's tough, right? Because you've paddled all the way out there. You're waiting for the perfect wave. And you don't want to waste all your energy to go back to shore and then have to paddle back out. So, you know, one thing I think if you can to get like something you could clip onto your wetsuit, maybe like a sunscreen stick that you put maybe in a plastic bag or something that maybe, you know, then when you want to take it out, you just apply it to your face. It's like a roller stick, like deodorant stick. And you could actually like roll it onto the areas that are exposed to the sun. That's more helpful. Let's say if you're wearing a wetsuit, right? Your whole body is exposed. I would say the best thing to do is come back and actually apply, let it settle into the skin like for 20 minutes before you jump back down into the water. But if you're in a wetsuit and your just face is exposed, I think that's a perfect time to use one of those sunscreen sticks because you'll just get that small surface area recovered. And especially your ears behind your neck, those are really important places, high risk for skin cancer and easily forgotten when you're applying sunscreen.
Okay, I like that. So the ears and behind the neck, easily, you know, places that you see a lot of skin cancer and places that people typically you're going to put it right on your face. It might be real easy to kind of forget that stuff that's not right in front of you. And you mentioned, you know, whole body. It seems like there's a new trend in surfing, especially as I go down to, you know, places like Central America. People are wearing long sleeve t-shirts.
Yeah.
I mean, they're hiding out from the sun. And it's like, and not only are they long sleeve shirts, they're SPF shirts. And they probably have sunscreen underneath that as well. I'm seeing guys wearing sun hats now. You know, something that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, you'd been like, why is that guy wearing a hat? Why is that guy wearing like goggles in the water? Like, what a kook. And now it's like, oh, that guy's in his 50s or 60s, and he's already dealt with the skin damage, and he's already had stuff cut off his face or whatever. He doesn't want to do that again. And so it's kind of cool, you know, even here in the Tetons, I think probably when you're in Jackson, there's a company called Avalon 7, and they make these kind of face masks or buffs, they call them. And I'm wearing one right now. I mean, I have them pretty much year round. And so if I'm out in the sun, I try and put it up, you know, as much over my face as possible. A lot of times it doesn't get over my nose, but you see a lot of people, you know, still wanting to be outdoors, still wanting to get the vitamin D, still wanting to get the sunshine, but also saying, hey, let's just limit that exposure a little bit if we can. And so, yeah, it seems like there's plenty of clothing and then just the different skincare, especially the stuff that Kiehl's is doing. How does Kiehl's differ from, you know, what somebody would just buy off the shelf at a regular supermarket?
I think it comes down to formulation a lot of times. You know, Kiehl's spends a lot of times. I'll speak primarily on their Ultrafacial line because I use that very frequently, but you know, their Ultrafacial cream has a lot of hydrating ingredients that are really missed in a lot of the over-the-counter stuff. So you get super, like a lot of hydration. You get glacial glycoprotein, you get squalene, which are two great hydrating ingredients. You have a lot of glycerin in these products. That all sucks in a lot of water and keeps hydration on the skin. And then their formulation is seamless. So these products, you put them on and they don't feel heavy. They don't feel like they're a nuisance to your skin. They almost blend in naturally into your skin. And especially when I'm looking at like this newer sunscreen they came out with, because I'm a big sunscreen snob. I try a lot of sunscreens every day. And they actually sent me the UV serum before it was released. And I went through that bottle so fast because it's really rare for me to find a sunscreen that's going to give me good broad spectrum protection, hydrates my skin, doesn't feel heavy, and just instantly like glides into my skin, into my beard without any residue. So what I really think is the science behind it, the ingredients behind it, the formulation and the sensorial effect you get by using the products makes you want to even use them more because you're getting a result and you like using them.
Yeah. And I mean, I feel I can notice a difference. If I travel and for some reason I don't have my small size bottles and I haven't taken the time to put my, you know, bigger stuff into some small container and I go somewhere, my skin changes after a couple of days. I mean, I use the Facial Fuel Energizing Wash every single morning in the shower. And it's like, it feels so good and so refreshing. And like, this is not a paid thing. I mean, this is something I personally use this stuff. And so once you guys reached out and were like, hey, we've got this partnership, I was like, oh, this is cool because here's all the stuff in the line that I use. And you just introduced, I mean, I'm going to have to re-listen and go back through this because you just introduced us to so many different products within the line. It seems like there's a lot of stuff for men, a lot of stuff for women. And, you know, Kiehl's has been doing this since 1851. So this isn't some new company. It's not like they're just a new player in this space. And everything that I've used from the brand has been really good. There's still a lot of stuff that I haven't figured out how to necessarily incorporate into my routine. But just, you know, basically, like I said, using that facial fuel as a wash and then the moisturizer and a sunscreen, it seems like, you know, I feel light. I like putting it on. And yeah, we're really happy to kind of help tell this story with you guys. If people want to follow along with what you're doing and kind of maybe get more information or maybe reach out to you directly about setting up their own personal skincare routine, what's a good way to contact you?
So you could obviously DM me for any like skincare tips or tricks on my socials at Dr. Tomasian. But if you ever want to see me in person at my office at tdc.skin, you could request an appointment. Always happy to see people in person. And actually, it's much easier to see someone's skin in person and analyze it rather than on a picture on a phone. So
great. And I guess we'll wrap it up with this. Last but not least, how often would you recommend people see their dermatologist or a dermatologist in general if they're really, you know, wanting to be mindful of their skin and just catching anything that might come up in the future?
Great question. I would say, you know, once a year, try to go get a skin check. I tell people, you know, it's one area that's your, like I said, your large organ. It's hard to see your own back, the behind your legs. It's a nice way for someone to just give you a good once over, give you peace of mind that all your mole spots on your body are normal. And the best way to treat skin cancer and especially melanoma is early detection. So even if you've never noticed something's bad, if we find it early and treat it early, you know, it could save your life. So once a year, I think, is a good amount to see a dermatologist.
Great. I appreciate that. I've got so many freckles and moles, and I actually go in every 6 months, and they're always like, do you notice any change of anything? And I just laugh. I'm like, no, like this is for you guys. And so they take the photos, and most of the times they're like, hey, this changed, or we don't like this. Like, are you okay with us cutting this off? And I'm like, yeah, go for it. Like it's always kind of weird. You know, it takes a few days to get the call back, you know, oh, it wasn't cancerous or whatever that, however that call goes. But it's something that a lot of men that I know still haven't seen a dermatologist. Guys that are my friends, that are active, that are construction workers. I mean, it seems like there's this barrier of entry to get them into the dermatologist. And I think once they do, and they meet somebody like yourself, and it's like, hey, like, you know, like it's good that you came in, early detection, even if there is a problem, like, you know, we can address this now versus letting it go way down the future. And then it's like, hey, there's nothing we can do because, you know, you just didn't, you know, I think women understand that, you know, with breast cancer, but with men, somehow there just still seems that barrier of entry to seeing a dermatologist. And even if it's once a year, I mean, what is that, an hour out of your life? It's not a lot of time.
It's a fun experience too, honestly. Like, I think going to a dermatologist is much more enjoyable than going to your, not to speak ill of primary doctors, but I think we just have a little bit more experience. So it's a not too long of an appointment, and it gives you nice peace of mind. And if anything, you'll probably walk out with some free skincare samples after leaving. So you get something out of it.
I love it. Well, thanks, Doc. I appreciate you coming on the show. And next time you find yourself out in Jackson Hole, let us know. We'd love to go out and do a ski day with you and try some different skincare products. And really, you know, just we're happy to help tell this story and, you know, help protect, you know, if we're telling people to go outdoors and use all the greatest products and we're not talking about skincare, that's not responsible for us. So we feel really proud to be helping to tell this story now. And how about for if people are interested in Kiehl's, what's the best way to order stuff or find more information?
You can go to Kiehl's. So the beauty of Kiehl's is you go on their website, Kiehl's.com, but also Kiehl's is one of the brands that has so many stores located in so many different areas. There are a lot of airports that have Kiehl's stores as well. So a lot of brick and mortar as well as online. And I believe online, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think there is an area on their website where you could find some of like my favorite skincare products that I like from them as well on their website.
I did see that. Yes. It's there's a whole section of your picks, and I was going through it. I was like, ooh, I use this and I use this, and no, I got to order this. And so it's great. You know, and I think, like you said, you know, you can start with three or four products or maybe even just a couple and just slowly go from there. So yeah, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we appreciate you trying to keep everyone healthy and safe. And yeah, just absolutely love using the skincare. So thanks again.
Thank you. Have a great day. And thank you for what you do. Appreciate it.
All right. Talk to you soon. Thanks again.